And lastly, is there a God door here before we go to the phones? I think so. And that is, remember that the devil, he's always watching. And the fallen angels, of course, have nothing to do. They're not ministering servants of Almighty God as the good angels are. They don't sleep. They don't take breaks. They don't clock out. They don't go on maternity leave. They don't take vacations. They're always on. They're always watching. And here's the kicker. They have nothing else to do, the bad angels. All they can do, besides roaming around and trying to cause mischief, is to try to tempt you and me to leave God. So remember that, you know, there are hackers out there in the spiritual world. They are watching, and they're looking for ways to exploit. So just remember that the demons cannot read your private thoughts. They can't know what you're thinking. But part of our human nature is endowed with what we know as the imagination. Your imagination is a function of your soul. It's one of the operations of your soul that takes the sensory data that you experience life with. So you see and you touch and you taste and you smell and you hear. Our five senses are what transmit to us information about the world around us. We can see and all these other things. So that physical stimuli, the physical input from things that you see and taste and hear, etc., those go into your mind. And then your imagination is the operation of your soul, which in essence kind of translates that data into what's called a phantasm. Now, has nothing to do with a ghost or anything like that. A phantasm is like a mental picture of the thing that you have experienced through your senses. So if I were to say, think of a taco, you would instantly think of the picture in your mind and probably even the taste or the smell because you've tasted them and smelled them before. That image in your mind is a phantasm. And we have to use these because this is how we gain understanding and knowledge and so forth. We are constantly imagining things. Well, one thing to be careful of is your past sins are also stored in the hard drive, and the memories and mental images and things of those past sins need to be controlled, because if you don't control them and you wind up thinking about them and kind of turning them over in your mind and reimagining and all those things, the devils can see that. They can see these mental images that if you don't say, no, I'm not going to think about that, or Lord, you know, I'm sorry for that sin, I'm not going to think about it or take pleasure in it. If you do, then that is something the devils can see. And what that means is, it's kind of like the hackers trying to see what's going on with your iPhone camera or listen with your iPhone microphone. What it means is then they have more precise information on how to tempt you. That's ultimately what it refers to. So deprive them of that information. Shut them down. Don't give them any extra information that they can try to use against you, because they will. If they can, they will. So St. Thomas talks about this in his treatise on the angels. It's in the first part of the Summa, beginning about Article 50, or Question 50, rather. And you can see there how he describes this and how the devils can do this. And I'll leave you with one final thought. The best way to prevent them from being able to do this is to pray, ask your guardian angel that God would help you to purify your imagination. In other words, to delete those images, those memories that you have in your mind that your imagination can easily bring up very quickly if you want to. And your guardian angel will help you with that. He will help you to purify your memory. And what happens is, the more purification takes place, the less you are thinking about and remembering, and the less the devil has to work with. It's really amazing when you think about it. And God did not leave you unprotected, including by giving you a guardian angel. So ask him to help you with that, especially if you're troubled by memories of past sins.